She served the Obama administration since the beginning, but has a strong background in municipal and state government. Nani Coloretti, now the Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, is one of the newest fellows at the National Academy of Public Administration. But she's non-committal on a preference for state, local, or federal government.
I just like working in a place that has a strong mission.
Well, looking at a lot of state and local issues, I mean, especially in HUD, but also you were Treasury for a while. From the Washington point of view, and having lived in finance at the municipal level and maybe looking at Washington from the municipal point of view, does Washington generally get it when it comes to the real issues that state and local government faces?
I think Washington does its best. There seems to be a tendency to, you know, there's competing factors here in Washington, right? We're the federal government. We have a lot of power, but we also want local government and local decision making to be strong in this country. So I think Washington does its very best to strike that balance.
From your point of view of HUD, the other issue, I guess, besides housing at the local and state level, is the department as an employer. And I know that you and Julian Castro have been working on that particular issue because of the ratings that HUD has gotten that are probably not as good as you'd like them to be.
Sure.
In terms of what employees think. What is it about federal agencies? I mean, they're big. Is it simply a problem of bigness, or is there something else at work?
The issue is really employee engagement that drives all kind of other things, which is, are you, as an employee, whether you're in the federal government or not the federal government, connecting to your job and feeling like you can make a difference there, feeling like people hear your suggestions and that you have the ability to kind of work in a way that is matches what you can do? And I think that, like any large employer, the federal government has challenges there because the larger you get, the harder it is to kind of get kind of connect every worker to the mission in a real way. So I don't know that the federal government, quite frankly, has necessarily worse engagement scores than other companies that you would look at across the whole world and other work environments. But I do think that it's important that we focus on both employee engagement and making sure that our workforce feels supported and can contribute the best that they can contribute, because particularly in a time where we're not going to invest a lot more in the operations of government, we really have to make sure every worker is contributing to the best of their capability.
We're speaking with Nani Coloretti. She is Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and recently inducted as a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. And modes of worker engagement and so forth change, and maybe the private sector has more ability or more agility to change with the times, whereas government tends to be process-oriented, often for very good, sound reasons. But that also makes it slower to change with the times.
It can be. You know, you're working in an environment that where it's very important to be fair and equitable here in the federal government. But I do think the federal government is catching up in terms of ways to engage employees. At HUD, we have something we call Yammer. It's HUD Connect. We're able to crowdsource ideas by putting them out there. We also use something called Switchboard, where people can vote on improving ideas. I just recently launched another sort of finding ways to build a leaner, stronger HUD. And this kind of builds on the Save Award work that was done some time ago, but looking for ideas from employees to make HUD a little bit stronger and save some money at the same time.
Nani Coloretti is the Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and one of the newest fellows at NAPA. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.